Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Welcome back. And for those of you in the New York City area, yes, we did get a wee bit of snow. Not nearly the snowmageddon that they were predicting. But, you know, that's life. Life is full of unpredictable things. You know, we like to think we know everything. We like to think we can predict the weather, we can predict the future, we can predict our lives. And the truth is, we really can't. What's that old expression? You know, man plans and God laughs. So I think God was laughing quite a bit. I was laughing myself on Monday when I stopped in local food store, the Trader Joe's, and like the line was humongous and everybody was buying everything off the shelves. And I was just like, you know, this is not suburbia. This is not rural America. This is New York City. This is the middle of the Upper West Side of Manhattan. There's always something. Why are people going so crazy buying food like it's not coming back? You know, for a 1 day, 2 day snowstorm? I mean, come on. You know, I just sometimes feel that the media makes so much hype about the weather and the snow and this and that, and people respond to it without really even thinking. I mean, I have yet, even in the worst of snow, I mean, they saying it was going to be the worst snowstorm in 20 years. Well, I remember the snowstorm 20 years ago, in about 1992, 93 in that winter, we got hit with like three big snowstorms a day apart. It was like three storms in 5 days. I remember at the end, there were like no cars on Broadway. I remember walking down from 66th Street to 57th Street on Broadway. We had just sold a business, and I was working at this new company, and the office was on 57th Street. I lived on 66th Street, and I walked to work every day, and it was just so cool. And I remember they plowed the snow over to the sides, and it was, and like where they had plowed it on like the corner, it went all the way up and like touched the street sign where it had like what the street cross street was. I mean, it was a huge amount of snow. People aren't going crazy buying food off the shelves then. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. But I hope my conscious co-creating listeners were a little more conscious in your choices. I mean, who knows? Maybe you're listening from like California or Florida and you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you're local in New York City, I hope you enjoyed yourself and weathered the storm okay. I know I did. Had lots of fun looking at people laughing, but that's just me. So let's get on with our quotes of the day. I know you've been anxiously awaiting these quotes all week long. Let's see what the universe and what Abraham has in store for us today from the universe. As surely as the snow falls, someone looking over my shoulder. The winds rage and the rivers run, so are you, minute by minute, day by day, inevitably drawn to all your heart's desires. Act on this, the universe. Interesting. I think the universe is giving us a little lesson in law of attraction. So let's see what Abraham has to say for today. From Abraham. We would begin saying, I'm not ever going to get it done. I'm an eternally expanding being, and I'm doing great where I am, and I'm so eager about what's coming. That's the essence of the vibration that keeps adventurous things coming, keeps you feeling always excited, stable, and secure, keeps you feeling in love with life. All day, every day, count your blessings. All day, every day, make your lists of things you appreciate. And as you keep activating what is working in your life, then more pleasing things on all subjects will flow to you. Abraham. An interesting perspective. Talking about, you know, we're not here, we're not ever going to get it done. We're eternally expanding. And I think that, you know, these two quotes kind of go hand in hand. I mean, first of all, as human beings, we are always expanding. Every day we learn something. We experience something new. You know, we're never exactly the same as we were yesterday. We're different. And, you know, you're not the same today that you were in fifth grade. And you won't be the same 5 or 10 years from now. Now, some people may say, I don't know if I'll be better or I'll be worse, but you'll be different. And that difference is what helps us to expand in life. It expands our consciousness. It expands our ability to think. It expands all kinds of things. So we never really get it done. You know, we're so stuck on achieving these goals and, quote unquote, you know, having these achievements in life. And we forget, and I forget who was it said it. It's so beautiful that, you know, life is lived in the dash. And they were talking about the dash between your birth date and your death date that's on the tombstone. And we're so busy getting from place to place, so busy trying to achieve and get that reward and the job well done and that big paycheck, you know, that we forget. It's all the little things in life along the way that make up life, that make life worth living. You know, we're not here to get anything done. You know, we're not here to like wait until ... Oh, when I have enough money, I can do this. Oh, when I meet the right person, I can do that. Oh, when I have the right team around me, this will happen. No. It's all about the day-to-day, step-by-step that we live life. You know, we don't have to get everything perfect. We're not here to, you know, make sure that, that all of our bills are paid on time and we're perfect and our accountant loves us and we pay our taxes on time and everything is perfect. I'm not telling you purposefully to go out and pay bills late or whatever, but, you know, life is about living. Life is about our interaction. Life is about learning. Life is about loving. Life is about, experiencing new and different things every day. It's not about paying our bills. It's not about going to our job and making our bosses happy every day. It's about making ourselves happy. Now, yes, jobs are helpful. You know, bosses do pay our salary and they do help us to, you know, have the nice things in life that we want. But it's life is lived in the dash. It's lived in how we treat our coworkers, our partners, our family, our friends. Life is lived in all those little day-to-day moments. You know, when we get on the subway, even when it's crowded, and walk down the street and say good morning to the person that gives you your cup of coffee in the morning. All those little moments are what make up life. And we're not ever going to get it done. We're eternally expanding. And as surely the universe says, as the snow falls and the winds rage, minute by minute, you're inevitably drawn to your heart's desire. You see, your heart knows where to go. And believe it or not, you are exactly where you are because of your desires, whatever they may be. So stop judging them as being good or bad or wrong or right. It's just what put you on this path. So be on the path. Fully, presently, consciously. You know, just recognize that you are where you are. You're not any further along. You just are where you are. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. You know, sometimes in life, you know, we feel like we have these challenges that are a little bit more than we want to deal with. You know, that happens. That's our challenge in life. You know, to kind of see where we are and to live life a little bit better and to be able to say, hey, you know, I'm not doing so well today. I need to take care of myself. you know, lots of times people tell me, oh, you know, I got sick. I haven't been sick in a long time. And oftentimes they say, yeah, you're probably just working too much. It's the body's way of telling you to slow down, take it easy. So, you know, it's what are you doing on the day to day? How are you being present step by step? You know, are you being conscious? Are you, you know, saying hello to the person who sells you the morning newspaper if you buy it, or your cup of coffee, your juice, your bagel? You know, farmers are wonderful in this way. You know, farmers have to be present to the day to day. They have to be present to the weather. They're present to the crops. They have to be present to nature. But most of us, the vast majority of us, live in big cities or in suburbs where we don't really pay that much attention to nature, except when the weatherman says, oh my God, there's a big snowstorm coming. And we miss out on so much, on the little joys in life. What can you do today to appreciate just this day, just this moment? You know, watching your son go off to school, or a friend, you know, doing something wonderful. Maybe they're a dancer or something. Maybe you have a friend who's an artist who's displaying their artwork. You know, what can you do to just take the moment, take the time, just take a breath? Yeah, just take a breath and be present to that breath. And you'd be surprised and amazed at how just being present to that breath helps you to focus that much more, helps you to, you know, be aware of what's going on that much more, and enjoy life that much more. And when I say enjoy life, I don't just mean enjoy life's wonderful moments. I mean enjoy every moment, enjoying, you know, the painful moments as much as the pleasurable moments. Because the pain is there for a reason. And the discomfort is there for a reason. And there's something to learn from all of it. And if we can just be a little present to it, just to be present, just open and welcome it, you may find that that discomfort is not as uncomfortable as you thought, and that pain is not as painful as you thought. But our resistance, our tension over it, our anxiety over it, that's what makes it so difficult to live through. So, today, my guest is out sick. So I guess his body is telling him he was doing too much. So once again, oh my God, this is like 2 weeks in a row, isn't it? Oh my God, you have me, your conscious consultant, with you for the entire hour. Boy, aren't you lucky. So let's see what we're going to talk about. So you're going to have to stay tuned, listen in. And of course, as always, if you'd like to call in, I would love to hear from you. 877-480-4120. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3.
Love that song. Yes, you can count on me. I'm your conscious consultant, and I'm here to help you to be more present in your day-to-day life. So, last segment, just kicking things off with our quotes and talking a little bit about the dash. And for those of you who don't know what I'm referring to, it's the dash is the dash on the tombstone between your birth date and your death date. And that's where life is lived. And nothing, as our engineer Janice reminded me during the break, nothing helps us to live more presently than when we find out someone close to us is not feeling well, is ill, is sick, and perhaps is on their way to transition out of this life. And it's been interesting. I've been hearing over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I know probably 3 or 4 people whose relatives, in-laws, somebody close to them got all of a sudden found out they're like really sick and they're probably not going to be around much longer. And, you know, if there's one thing that can help to keep us present to life, and I don't mean this in a morbid way, but it really is death. And this is why in the Middle Ages and during the Renaissance, you know, great thinkers would keep a skull on their desk. It was to remind them, you know, that we have limited time here on this planet. And it's when we keep in mind the fact that death is really never that far away from us, it helps to keep us that much more focused on life, on the day-to-day, on where we are, on the dash. So what do you do to stay focused in the day-to-day? What do you do to be present in your life? Do you meditate? Do you exercise? Do you have some practice? Feel free to call in and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 877-480-4120. For myself, what do I do? For me, I look to pay attention to how I feel. To just, what is my mood? How do I feel in my body? Am I in my body or am I, you know, in my head? Or am I out of my body completely? Am I feeling happy? Am I feeling joyful? Am I feeling tired? Am I feeling mellow? It's all good. You know, is there some part of my body that's in a little bit of pain? You know, do I have some inflammation in my back? Is my back acting up? Are my feet okay? My leg muscles a little tight? How do I feel when I talk to somebody over the phone or I get a message for someone, like a guest canceling? You know, how does that make me feel? Do I tense up? Am I anxious? Am I nervous? Am I worried? Not really too much, but paying attention to our body and paying attention to just what we're feeling in the moment, it's so important. And it's such a valuable tool. And, you know, sometimes, and we don't even realize it, sometimes we get so intense and so focused and so, oh, my God, what's going on? And it's like all of a sudden, especially when I catch myself being, like, too intense, that's when I'm like, oh, take a breath. That feels better. As a matter of fact, you know, I use every opportunity to remind myself to pay attention to my breath. So whenever I hear anybody else talking about breathing, breath, coughing, anything having to do with the lungs, it's just like, ah, yes, I have to breathe. Ah, doesn't that feel good? So what triggers do you use? What little hints can the universe give you to help keep you on your path and keep you present? You know, sometimes when the emotions get elevated and we get excited, maybe we feel like we're about to get into an argument with somebody, sometimes that's the greatest indicator of like, I feel this energy rising. I feel like I'm about to raise my voice. I feel like I'm about to yell at somebody. Let me take a breath. Doesn't that feel good? You know, we get so caught up in the moment. And we get so caught up in, I don't want to say how we're feeling, but in experiencing our feelings. You know, we think that our emotions are the beginning and ending of our entire day. And, you know, I heard a woman who's a frequent contributor on the show, Selena, once say that, you know, someone said something to her about being too emotional, and she was very defensive and was like, well, I have a right to my emotions. Until one day she realized, like, yes, you have a right to your emotions, but that doesn't mean your emotions have to control your life. It doesn't mean your emotions have to dictate how you're going to respond to a specific situation. You want to feel your emotions. You want to see what they're trying to tell you. But then we can always take a step back and say, do I really want to respond to the situation emotionally? Or is there a kinder, gentler, better way for me to respond in this given situation? And it was interesting. I had a dream last night about an old partner of mine. We had started a business together, something I'd been looking to start for many years, and finally did it. And things were kind of good in the beginning, as long as we agreed on things, and, you know, as long as I, you know, kind of deferred to his opinion on a lot of things. But once I started to say no, once I started to have a difference of opinion, once I said, no, that's not the way to go, things started to get a little heated between us. And I remember one day, we were having this discussion on the phone, and he wanted to hire his wife to do some copywriting or editing or something. And I was just like, you know, I'm the one putting all the money into this business. We're not making that much. The last thing I want to do is pay somebody for doing that kind of work, let alone this guy's ex-wife at the time. And I just blew up at him on the phone, and he blew up back at me. And we argued for a little while, and then I said, oh, yeah, and I slammed the phone down, changed the passwords on all the accounts. And that was probably the absolute worst thing I could have done at the moment. Yeah, it's what I was feeling. I was emotional over it. I was angry, and I expressed that anger. But it was absolutely the wrong way to respond to the situation. Now, it was a tremendous learning lesson, so I don't beat myself up too much. But what resulted from that, eventually, he started bad-mouthing us. We ended up in a legal action that went on for years and did nothing but drain resources and took attention away from building the business and really did no good. And it was one of those things that, you know, one of those cases where nobody won except the lawyers. And looking at, you know, thinking back on this, and it was interesting why I had this dream last night. We were both, I don't know, in the dream, we were both in some personal development class or something, taking it together. And I was like, wow, what is he doing here? But yeah, somehow we were friendly. So yeah, I mean, I could have said, yeah, I had a perfect right to my emotions. But just because I have a right to my emotions doesn't mean that responding emotionally is what's best for you in the given moment. And sometimes, you know, what we need to do is take a step back and say, why am I feeling this way? You know, why am I upset? Oh, I'm feeling disrespected. Why am I feeling disrespected? Oh, because he wants to do this or that and he's not listening to me. Well, are you not listening to him? You know, there are always two sides to every coin. And you'll find in life that the people who really get the most things done are the people who can see things from both sides, who can look across the table to the person on the other side that they're negotiating with, talking with, dealing with, and trying to see things from their perspective. Because lots of times, you know, we're so tunnel vision, we're so one-sided, you know, we don't realize that, you know what, the person who's on the other side of this conversation has an equal right to their emotions, and they have their own pain that they're going through. So, how do we be present in the moment? Yes, it's being present to how you feel. And the truth is, the more present you are to how you feel, the less you react and the more able you are to respond. Because the more you can say to yourself, oh, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, I'm upset, I'm angry, the more you become self-aware of those emotions. And then those emotions do not have to dictate your actions. And that is the difference. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Of course, if you'd like to call in and ask a question or contribute to the conversation, I hope you will. 877-480-4120. We'll talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
like me.
And how often in life, how often do we feel sometimes that people just don't understand people like me? Yes. And sometimes even computers don't understand me. Even though oftentimes when I just show up, you know, people sometimes ask me to help them with their computer trouble because I used to do computer work. And so often I'd just like show up and all of a sudden it would stop doing whatever it was doing wrong before. Amazing how that works. So today we're talking about living life in the dash. It's about, you know, being present in the moment, in the day-to-day, in the journey from one end to the other. And, you know, last week I shared a lot about my own journey, about, you know, my own spiritual path and the trials that I went through and the difficulties that I went through. And yes, you know, at the time you go through those difficult, hard times, being present is the last thing you want to be because it doesn't feel good, because it is agonizing at times. We've all felt that way. Yet, as time passes and the years go on, we can look back on those times and we say, oh my God, I learned so much. Oh, I'm so grateful. I grew so much. Sometimes we even laugh. Like those were the best times of our life. But in the moment, we often don't feel that way. In the moment, you know, we kind of feel like we feel like it's the last place we want to be. But it's where we are. It's where we are in the dash. And that's the important thing, is staying present to where you are. And really, the more present we can be, even to those agonizing moments in life, the truth is, the better able we are to get through those moments in life. You know, oftentimes when we're going through something very difficult or very painful in life, we can't wait for it to finish. We can't wait for things to end, for it to stop. And when we're so busy, you know, waiting for things to stop, waiting to move on to the next thing, we really miss the beauty and we miss the joy of what's going on in that moment. And that in that moment, there is a lot to be learned about ourselves, about why we are the way we are. And, you know, I oftentimes really try and help my clients in my coaching practice when they're up against something difficult to focus on, well, how is this a reflection of what's going on inside you? How is the situation that you're in? How is this other person you're with who's acting however they're acting? How is this some kind of reflection of what's going on inside you? You feel disrespected by another person? How are you disrespecting yourself? You know, you feel this person's being unjust? How are you being unjust to yourself or to others? You know, you feel angry at this other person. In what ways are you angry at yourself? And oftentimes, you know, I really try and get people to change their perspective around from one that's external to one that's internal, because I find it's the most empowering way for us to live. That when we always respond and react to what's going on externally and what's going on around us, then we're not taking ownership of the situation. And the truth is that if we didn't want to be in that situation, in that given moment, we wouldn't be there. Because there are other people who have similar experiences and they're not going through what we're going through. What's the difference? Why did we attract this particular situation as opposed to a different one that someone else is attracted to them? We create our lives around us. We really do. And our lives are this step-by-step movement that we take every day. And if you don't believe you create your life around you, I would ask you to reflect upon this. Think about all the decisions you have made throughout the years that have brought you to where you are today. You know, the decisions can be, what job did you take last, or what was your course of study, or where did you decide to live, or who did you decide to take on as a partner? Could be, you know, where did you decide to go to college, or what classes did you take as electives, or, you know, who did you hang out with in high school? You know, or did you cut class in junior high school, or, you know, what teachers did you pay attention to in elementary school? Or how did you take in your experiences when you were in kindergarten fighting with the other little kids over a toy? You know, everything we do in life is a choice. And that choice is built upon choices that we've made for decades beforehand. And all of those little choices, all of those little moments lead us on the path, on the road that we decide to take. It's kind of like we're constantly on this road that has a fork in the road. Maybe there are three or four or five different ways we could go. We could go to the right, to the left, in between, a little more sideways, a little more. And every moment we're choosing, oh, am I going to go to the right or to the left? And the next, you take one more step. And then it's like, okay, do I go to the right or to the left? And then you take one more step. And do I go to the right or to the left? And each one of those choices bring you to the place that you are today. Absolutely every single one of them. I mean, I can honestly say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I am here today speaking to you through this radio show because of a decision I made back in high school. And it was a very simple decision. It was just, what college am I going to go to? And I was kind of a little bit torn because I wanted to go to one college because I knew a bunch of people who, when I was a junior and they were a senior, they decided to go to this college. It was a big school. I knew it was good in science, and I thought I would enjoy it, have fun there, and you know, it would be a good experience for me. And I got accepted to that school. But the day I was going to mail in my acceptance, you know, my thing saying, yeah, I'm going to go, I got a letter from a different college. And in that letter, they said, oh, we're going to give you a partial grant, partial scholarship, so you're not even going to have to pay any tuition for the first year. You just have to pay for room and board. And I'm like, oh, my God. And just, again, thinking about what my parents are going to say, what my family's going to think of me, like, how could I turn down this offer? And not really looking at what I really wanted to do, which if I had truly honored myself at the time, and made the choice to go where I wanted to go, my life would be completely different today. Because of this, I went to a teacher who was the only teacher in high school I respected, Mr. Alenko. Rest in peace. God bless his soul. He was an amazing, amazing teacher. Passed away a few years ago. And I talked to him, and he was like, oh, no, definitely go to this other school. It's a much better school, not the one you were first thinking of. And I tossed it back and forth, and I decided to take his advice. Now, academically, I probably would have been better off going to my original choice rather than going to this other engineering school. But I met people that first year at that school, and I actually only went to that college for 1 year, and then I transferred out because I hated it as a school. But the people I met and the experiences I had from that first year of college to this day still affect me. And they put me on my spiritual path. It put me on a path of exploration and wonder, of just opening up to the mysterious nature of the universe and the unexplainable things that if I hadn't been there and I hadn't met those people, maybe I would have found my path anyway, but it would have been a different one. I'm not saying my life would have been any better or any worse than it is today. I just know it would be completely different from that one choice. That one choice where I was decided to go to college. So think about it in your life. What choices have you made that at the time you made them, you didn't even think it was such a big deal? You didn't even think like, oh my, you know, this is like going to alter my life for the rest of my life. No, you know, we make these choices moment to moment and we just think, you know, it's just a choice. It's just, you know, this is what I'm going to do now. But you never know those choices can lead to situations that really affect us for the rest of our lives. You know, I have this radio station and this wellness center now because I decided to go to a party that a friend of mine was throwing like 5 years ago. And a mutual friend brought this guy to the party and said, here, Sam, talk to my friend Giorgio. And I was like, hey, Giorgio, how are you? And we met. And we talked, and I found out he was decided to become a Buddhist monk, and he was going to sell his business. I just thought I'd help him sell the business. I never initially intended to buy the business from him. And what has deciding to take over this wellness center and this radio show, how has this changed my life? How many amazing people have come into my life because of my radio show and because of this station? What amazing experiences I have because of that choice. You live the life around you today because of all the choices you have made since you were a child. You have created the life around you. You absolutely have. Now, for some people who don't feel they're in such a great situation, that might not make you feel so good. For people who are like really like their life, that makes them feel really wonderful. Now, the thing is, even if you don't like the life you're living right now, you should feel really good about that statement. Because if you have created the life around you by the decisions you have made, you can change it. And we'll talk about that when we get back from break.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Beautiful melodic voice of Rufus Wainwright, amazing musician, truly talented, whole family of talented musicians. So yes, we're talking about living life in the dash. And we talked about how really we create our lives around us through our choices, through our decisions. And sometimes recognizing that responsibility doesn't feel so hot because it's like, how did I end up in this marriage? How did I end up in this business? How did I end up in this situation? How come I'm this, I'm that, or the other thing? I didn't choose this. I didn't want this. But maybe you did. You know, sometimes we think we always want things to be rosy and peachy and keen and going great and perfect. But, you know, that's not where we grow. That's not how we become the best of who we are. It's in the challenges. It's in the resistance, right? I mean, when you go to the gym, right, you want to build up your muscles. You don't build up your muscle by just standing there doing nothing. It's by lifting the weights. It's by creating that stress on your muscles that builds up your strength. Same thing is true in life. You know, our choices lead us to where we are today, and we can make new choices and different choices. I don't know. I don't know what your life is like. I don't know why you are where you are. I know that you can make a different choice. I know that, you know, if you feel you're in an awful marriage, you can choose to get a divorce. And you may say, but Sam, if I do that, how do I support myself? How do I do this? What about this? What about that? And my answer to you is, you can figure it out. And life will support you. You can, and there's never only just one choice. You know, we tend to get stuck on this idea that, you know, when we're faced with a particular situation of, you know, limited choices, that, you know, there's only one or two choices. And the truth is, there's never only one or two choices. You may not like the other choices. The other choices may imply you doing something radical or having to do something extremely severe that you don't feel like doing. But that doesn't mean they're not a choice. It just means they're not a choice you like or are comfortable with. And sometimes we need to make uncomfortable choices, right? They say all the things we want that we don't have are just outside our comfort zone. How do we get outside our comfort zone? We have to make a choice that's outside of our comfort zone. We have to make a choice that we don't feel that comfortable with, that we've never made before. You can choose. You do have a choice. You know, you don't have to live in this country. You could go to another place and live. You don't have to live in your city, your town. You could move. Yes, we are where we are. We're only as good as we are. We only have the skills and talents that we have right now. But tomorrow is another day. We can learn something new. We can change. We can grow. We can make a different choice. If the choices you've been making so far don't serve you the way you want them to serve you, then make a different choice. And I would say where to start is look at your choices of how you treat yourself. How do you take care of yourself? Look at how you treat yourself first, and that will give you the clearest indication of how you treat life around you, how you treat other people, how you treat your job, your business, your career, your relationships. And if you don't like the way you treat yourself, make a different choice. Now, sometimes that choice involves getting help from other people. Maybe it involves getting a coach, getting a therapist, getting a practitioner who can work with you to help you to change your patterns. That's a choice. And if you want to live more in the present moment, if you want to enjoy the journey, and you have not been able to do that on your own so far, that should be a pretty clear indication for you that it's time to make a different choice. That if doing things on your own has not worked for you up until now, then it's time to make a different choice. It's time to make a choice to get somebody else to help you. You don't have to do everything alone. Now, you may not like having to pay that person. You may think they're expensive. But what's the alternative? To keep doing the same thing over and over again? Then you have to ask yourself, do you truly want to change? Maybe, although your life may feel miserable to you, maybe you're comfortable with that misery. And that's fine. And if you're comfortable with the misery, fine. Revel in it. Be present with it as much as you possibly can. But don't complain about it. Don't go out looking for a pity party. It's your choice. It's all your choice. Now, you may say, oh, no, but it's not my choice because I had to do this to support my family, or it's not my choice because I had to do this, or it's not my choice because I had to do that. And oftentimes I say to people, look, nothing is an quote unquote, I had to. Unless somebody is pointing a gun to your head and telling you, you either do this or I'm going to kill you. Okay, that's an I had to. But that's the only I had to. Everything else is a choice. Now, you may say, well, I have to, otherwise my family will disown me, or otherwise there's no one else to support them, or, you know, I can't live with the consequence of me making a different choice. Okay, fine. Then admit that. Admit that, you know, this is a choice. It's just that the other choices that you would rather make, you can't live with the consequences. And that's fine. But it's still a choice. You get to choose how present you are in your day-to-day life. You get to choose whether you take a moment out to take a breath, to be present. You get to choose how you live your life in the dash. Because that's all we have is the dash. It's all we have. From the day we're born until the day we go. And the truth is, nobody knows when they're going to go. Nobody truly knows when it's their time to leave this earth. So, if you don't know when you're going to go, if you had a magic crystal ball and you found out it was tomorrow, how would you live today differently? Or maybe it's next week, or next month, or next year. If you knew you had 365 days to live, how would you live your life? There's been lots of movies made about this. Lots of books written about this idea, this concept. If you knew you only had a limited time, if you knew for certain you only had a limited time, how would your life be different? What would you do differently? Now look, some people may say, oh, I'd radically change my life. I'd do this and I'd do that and I'd do this. I'm not telling you to radically change your life. I'm just asking you to consider, if you had that skull sitting on your desk to remind you of death, what choices would you make just a little bit differently? I'm not saying you have to radically, you know, change everything in your life, turn the whole thing upside down, but what different directions would you lean in? What different directions would you go in? in what, you know, instead of going north, would you go south? Or maybe you'd go northeast or northwest. Just lean in a different direction. Lean in the direction you would like to go. So I hope you enjoyed this show. I know you were probably expecting something different because I was going to have a guest on who couldn't make it. But I hope this served you as well. So please stay tuned. Coming up next, we have, of course, J.C. Maldonado with his show, The 21st Century Entrepreneur. For all you entrepreneur, business owners, solopreneurs, people out there who are looking to do better in business, followed by a brand new show of Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio. Always a fun time, as well as a very interesting time. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing gonna be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.